German submarine U-81 was a Type VIIC U-boat of the Navy, Kriegsmarine, of Nazi Germany during World War II. German Type VIIC submarines were preceded by the shorter Type VIIB submarines. U-81 had a displacement of 769 tons, 757 long tons, when at the surface, and 871 tons, 857 long tons, while submerged. She had a total length of 67.10 and number 160, m, 220 and number 160, foot 2 and number 160, in, a pressure hull length of 50.50 and number 160, m, 165 and number 160, foot 8 and number 160, in, a beam of 6.20 and number 160, m, 20 and number 160, foot 4 and number 160, in, a height of 9.60 and number 160, m, 31 and number 160, foot 6 and number 160, in, and a draft of 4.74 and number 160, m, 15 and number 160, foot 7 and number 160, in. The submarine was powered by two-man M6V40/46 four-stroke, six-cylinder supercharged diesel engines producing a total of 2,800 to 3,200 metric horsepower, 2,060 to 2,350 and number 160, kW, 2,760 to 3,160 and number 160, SHOP, for use while surfaced, 2 Brown, Bovary and Amp. CIEGGUB720/8 double acting electric motors producing a total of 750 metric horsepower, 550 and number 160, kW, 740 and number 160, SHOP, for use while submerged. She had two shafts and two 1.23 and number 160, M, 4 and number 160, foot, propellers. The boat was capable of operating at depths of up to 230 meters, 750 and number 160, foot. The submarine had a maximum surface speed of 17.7 knots, 32.8 and number 160, km/h, 20.4 and number 160, mph, and a maximum submerged speed of 7.6 knots, 14.1 and number 160, km/h. 8.7 and number 160, mph. When submerged, the boat could operate for 80 nautical miles, 150 and number 160, km, 92 and number 160, mi, at 4 knots, 7.4 and number 160, km/h, 4.6 and number 160, mph. When surfaced, she could travel 8,500 nautical miles, 15,700 and number 160, km, 9,800 and number 160, mi, at 10 knots, 19 and number 160, km/h, 12 and number 160, mph. U-81 was fitted with 553.3 and number 160, cm, 21 and number 160, in, torpedo tubes, 4 fitted at the bow and 1 at the stern. 14 torpedoes, 18.8 and number 160, cm, 3.46 and number 160, in, SKC-35 naval gun, 220 rounds and an anti-aircraft gun. The boat had a complement of between 44 and 60. She was ordered on January 25, 1939 and laid down on May 11, 1940 at Bremerfuken, Bremen-Vegesack, becoming yard number 9. She was launched on February 22, 1941 and commissioned under her first commander, Oberleutnant Zur C., Oblut.Z.S. Friedrich Guggenberger, on April 26 of that year. Guggenberger commanded her for her work UPS with the 1st U-boat flotilla between April 26 and July 31, 1941. She then became a front, operational, boat of the 1st U-boat flotilla, and set out on a number of training patrols. Her first successes came on her second patrol, which took her from Trondheim into the North Sea and the North Atlantic, before putting into the French port of Brest. During the patrol she attacked convoy SC-42. She sank the cargo ship Empire Springbuck on September 9, followed by the motor ship Sally Maersk on September 10, for a combined total of 8,843 tons. U-81 was one of the U-boats ordered into the Mediterranean. Her first attempt to break into the Italian lake ended in disaster, when on October 30 she was attacked and severely damaged by a British Catalina of No. 209 Squadron RAF, as she attempted to cross the Strait of Gibraltar. The Catalina was joined by a Lockheed Hudson, which dropped depth charges onto U-81. She was severely damaged and had to return to Brest. There she was repaired to return to the Mediterranean. On November 4, U-81 left Brest bound for La Spezia in Italy. On November 13 off Gibraltar, she encountered the inbound ships of Force H. She fired a single torpedo into the aircraft carrier HMS and No. 160, Ark Royal, and then avoided depth charge attacks from the escorts. Despite efforts to salvage her, the Ark Royal had to be abandoned some 12 hours after the attack and capsized some 2 hours later and sank. Only one life had been lost due to the torpedo explosion. U-81 reached La Spezia on December 1, where she joined the 29th U-boat flotilla. Her next patrol was uneventful and resulted in no ships attacked. She sailed again on April 4, 1942 and headed into the eastern Mediterranean. On April 16 she sank the Egyptian sailing ships Bab el-Farag and Fatou el-Kur, as well as the British Caspia and the Free French anti-submarine naval trawler Vikings. U-81 sank a further two Egyptian sailing ships, Hefz el-Rahman on April 19 and the el-Saadia on April 22. The U-boat put into port at Salamis in Greece on April 25, having spent 22 days at sea and sunk 7,582 tons of shipping. A further patrol from Salamis was uneventful and she returned to La Spezia on another patrol, which saw the sinking of the British Havre on June 10. U-81's next patrol was into the western Mediterranean. She sank the British Garlinga on November 10 and went on to intercept one of the convoys of Operation Torch, the invasion of French North Africa, sinking the Maron on November 13. U-81's next patrol was uneventful and saw her briefly shift operations to Pula, now Pula, Croatia. On December 25, Johann Otto Krieg took command of U-81 from Guggenberger. She sailed from Pula on January 30, 1943 on her next patrol. On February 10 she damaged the Dutch Saroina and on February 11 she sank four sailing vessels, the Egyptian Al-Kasbana and Sabah El-Kir, the Lebanese Husni and the Palestinian Dolphin. U-81 put into Salamis on February 19 after 21 days at sea, 388 tons of shipping sunk and 6,671 tons damaged. Her next patrol sank three more Egyptian sailing vessels, the Bourgi, the Mawahab Allah and the Rousti. Her next patrol brought more substantial results, inking the British troopship Yuma on June 17, killing 484 people, followed by the Egyptian sailing vessel Nisr on June 25 and the Syrian sailing vessels Nelly and Tofik Allah on June 26. On June 27 she sank the Greek Michalios, but was engaged by shore-based guns off Latakia. Her next patrol saw only the Empire Moon hit on July 22, but she was declared a total loss and spent the rest of the war under repair. The U-boat's next three patrols were uneventful but on November 18 she sank the cargo ship Empire Dunstan. U.S. bombers attacked U-81 while the submarine was in Pula, at 1130 HRS on January 9, 1944. She sank with two of her crew dead and an unknown number of survivors. The wreck was raised on April 22, 1944 and broken up. She had conducted 17 patrols, sinking 23 ships totaling 63,289 tons and damaging two others totaling 14,143 tons, asterisk sailing vessel. Coordinates, 44 degrees 52 minutes north 13 degree 51 east / 44.867 degree and 13.850 degree east / 44.867, 13.850.